I was watching the New York City Democratic mayoral debate, and at the end, the commentators asked the candidates a round of one-word answer questions. The first question was, if you could have only one of these superpowers, would you choose to be invisible or to fly? Although the question seems a little comical for a group of politicians, what they were really asking the candidates was whether or not they had integrity. Before you choose to be invisible, ask yourself, who are you when no one is watching? C.S. Lewis once said, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. This means that your actions and good deeds are not influenced by your audience. For example, some people only do generous things if they have an audience or if it's something they can post about on social media. Or someone might treat another person really poorly behind closed doors, but out in public, it looks like they have a perfect relationship. This is a dangerous lesson that many learn the hard way. You and your actions are not invisible, even if you think you have the superpower to be invisible. Eventually, the true intention of the person reveals itself, and when it does, your reputation is done. The pitch challenge today, perform an act of kindness without broadcasting your actions to others. Do good just to do good and not to get credit or praise. How did it feel when you did this? Was it difficult to remain silent about it? Could you do one act of kindness without credit every week? What about every day? How much better would the world be if you did, or we all did? Not surprisingly, none of the New York City politicians chose the invisible superpower, and why would they? Wanting to be invisible implies you have something to hide. Audience or no audience, your actions will always be revealed. And it's the actions behind the curtain, not under the spotlight, that others pay attention to the most in determining your true integrity.